have no sponsors. This is just a demo of what deep learning can do. Ha ha ha. Creepers have become the most popular symbol in Minecraft, so much so that even non-players can spot creepy-looking mobs everywhere. Crawlers always explode with pain in the back of their heads and have an excellent reputation for hurting and killing even veteran players and destroying structures. The way they interact with the world has changed a lot, but they are capable of killing careless players and damaging the environment and player structure. In the survival test version of Minecraft, the creep jumps around and attacks the player with a melee, only to explode at death. On hard difficulty, even a player full of diamond armor could be increased to 2 hearts by the explosion of the creeper and his attack power increased. At this stage, a Minecraft Cree offender will only do damage of 4 hearts, which is lower than zombies. In Java 1.8, an explosion of a loaded crawl would drop the heads of all mobs killed nearby, including other creep drills. However, the head explosions are limited to 1 head per explosion, and if several heads dropped by a mob are killed, the mob will drop all its heads, whether it was killed by the charge of creepers, or a skeleton withered, a skeletal zombie, or some other creep. It also causes only 1 head to fall if it ends up killing more than 1 mob of the same kind, but it can drop several heads if one of them is killed. Loaded creeper does not drop its own heads when it explodes, only a mob drops the head of the mob. The explosion of the loaded reptiles is killed, all other loaded reptiles fall victim to the reptiles, and only the first one drops all heads. When a Cree sits on a mob, he drops his head when killed by an explosion near him or when all the other critters around him drop him. It is very important to have a cat or ocelot with you, because the creeper will not explode near you. It is afraid of cats and ocelots. When the world is reloaded, the creep explodes where it was and the player is unharmed. As soon as it surprises you, you leave the game and when it explodes, you and everything around it will not be damaged or destroyed. The player can simply hit the creep with his sword and let it explode if he gets at least 2 hits before he has to withdraw. If the player has only 1 sword, he will move away from the crawling as soon as it attacks him by moving and cutting to increase the distance. The most effective and safe way to eliminate creep is to use a bow, as the long-range combat will overcome its slow speed. If the player leaves the 7-block radius of the explosion, the Minecraft creeper explosion is stopped. This allows the creeper to defuse an explosion when the distance is only a few blocks, and to strike again until it is dead. When players leave the blast radius, including knocking down, the detonation is stopped and the creep is killed before he explodes. The player can still be spotted crawling through his 16 blocks, passing through them, but only if he is within a 7-block radius of the explosions. When the Minecraft creeper comes within 3 blocks of the player, it stops hissing and moving, and stops hissing and moving. When the creep notices and starts hissing, it stops moving and explodes, but not before it explodes. Start the blasting process on the crawl machine by sprinting or running with your body in survival mode and sprinting from the crawl body into the game world. If a user calls a creep machine with the NBT tag explosion radius 127, the explosion will affect a ton of blocks, which looks like an explosion when leaving the epicenter. There is no shield to block the damage caused by the creep's detonation, but the player takes damage if he blocks with a shield while the creepers explode. The creature's explosion can still damage nearby mobs and form craters if it is near a water source, as well as causing damage to nearby buildings. Fighting reptiles in the water gives the player an advantage, as he can swim faster than them and easily throw them out of the blast zone. The best way to kill a creep is to hit him with a sword and hit him back 7 blocks away, but it should be noted that he spawns and roams silently, so it is not recommended to go out at night for protection. If you are underground, in canyons or in mining, make sure that the creeping plant does not jump over rocky outcrops and run away from you. If you do, you must jump back at least 7 blocks to beat back the crustacean to remove it from the player, if you are in an underground canyon. Especially in mining, you should be careful not to jump it off the edge. This is all for today, guys. My name is Ronald and I appreciate your attention. Please join me for the next episode of Backquote and share this podcast with your friends if you enjoyed it. Thanks, bye-bye.